Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio. Training camp is here. Let me repeat it one more time. The NFL football training camp is upon us. Football season 2017, NFL football season is just around the corner, and I'm so excited because we're finishing up July. We're moving into August, preseason games. Then we're moving into September when the official 2017 season starts. I'm so excited. I just get that off my chest because I'm excited right now. And for our fans that usually tune in to us 7 o'clock Pacific time, I'm sorry we had to start a little technical difficulty, but we got it fixed. We're okay. We're all good. We're on live doing the show for you guys. And by the way, for our new fans to tune in every week, I am your host, Neek, my main man, Chuck. I'm going to pass the mic to him here in a second, but you guys are listening to the Neek Chuck Pro Football Talk Show. So sit back, relax, and we're going to give you some training camp updates and some latest NFL news. But first of all, my main man, Mr. C, how you doing?
I'm a fantastic meet. Like you already said, I apologize for the fans for the start. Don't worry, fans, it's been remedied. The intern has been hired. We done shipped them out. And we're going to have an intern. We're going to be posting that job on Craigslist sometime this evening. So if you're an intern out there and want to work with the Chuck Show, be on the lookout for that. But as soon as you mess up and car start 30 minutes late, you getting dropped off.
Let me just go ahead and say it. Interns, if you want to work for Neek and Chuck, this is serious business. You got to be on cue. You got to be on point. If we say go down the street, get a smoothie, pineapple mango smoothie, you go get a pineapple mango smoothie. If we want a medium, you don't bring back a medium because we want large because we like large, okay? But first of all, I just want to say this. If you mess up again, this is what's going to happen to you.
He got dropped off!
That's what happens. He got cut. He's gone, sizzled out. Sayonara, see you later.
Yeah, Neek, but like you mentioned, man, football season is right around the corner. I'm starting to get that feeling. When I was a little kid, you don't get that feeling no more now during Christmas time because we're a little older. We don't be getting gifts like that. You know, we don't be getting presents. All we get now is gift cards to Chipotle and the Target and stuff like that. But I'm starting to get Christmas was coming up on us. And the night before Christmas, you was all excited because you still believe in Santa Claus. Santa, you're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to have presents under your tree. So, Neek, we don't get that anymore as adults. We only get that when it's almost football season. And football season is right around the corner. Several teams have started training camp already. They already out there hitting. They already out there sweating. They out there bleeding. And by next weekend, all NFL teams should have started their training camp. Training camp is just a few more weeks. Went to that first preseason game. Matter of fact, that Hall of Fame game should be like 2 or 3 weeks, right, Neek? So football will be back on TV in less than 3 weeks.
And the thing of it is, fans, when actually this is the time where you're going to see a lot of teams start making a lot of roster moves. And it's kind of funny because there's actually a couple of trades today, and I'm about to go over those in a second. But it's just crazy, though, because, you know, training camps just open up the door. Some of these players are actually getting their flight information, getting their clothes together and stuff.
But then it's just funny because you look on TV, you get the news that a player by the name of Cardale Jones, Buffalo Bills, third on the depth chart quarterback, gets traded. He gets traded for a seventh round pick. And that's just funny because you're sitting there thinking, like, but then we just traded Cardale Jones. Actually, you guys just did. And unfortunately, he's going from the East Coast to the West Coast. But no, seriously, Bills fans, I mean, you understand. I know some Bills fans are actually, just from reading some of the tweets, they're happy about this. I mean, you can't really get too happy about this. I mean, we didn't know what Cardale was going to do. Right now, you look at that Bills depth chart, you got Tyrod Taylor as your starter. Your backup is TJ Yates. And then they drafted Nathan Peterman from Pittsburgh, who I'm a big fan of. I think he's actually could be the franchise QB down the road, maybe in a year or two, if Tyrod Taylor can actually make some plays, throwing the ball down the field and quit trying to be that playground quarterback, trying to be like Mike Vick and stuff. But no, I mean, you know, hey, big up to Tyrod. He had a solid season last year, actually took care of the football. But Cardale, he goes to San Diego. And this is actually, you know, I mean, it remains to be seen. I mean, it's not too much we can, you know, go more in depth in, but you know,
well, I mean, all I can say is about it is Cardale should. I ain't got nothing against Buffalo. I ain't never been to Buffalo, but I seen y'all on TV. It looked good up there. We originally from Ohio, so we know about that cold. And y'all even worse than we are because you're further north. I think y'all probably get that Cleveland type weather, which I don't want any part of. And right now, I live in Southern California, right up the road. From L.A. Chargers, they are called L.A. Chargers. I was about to say San Diego. L.A. Chargers and Cardale, he went from the double FUBU, triple fat goose coat to swim trunks and no shirt. So Cardale should be getting his blessings just in terms of the weather. In terms of organizations, I mean, Buffalo Bills organization has been a great organization all through the 80s, 90s. We know they had those four Super Bowl runs, never quite got it to the end, and you know, we know those Chargers were historically good back in the day, especially during Dan Fouts' time and Junior Seau's time, and they've been pretty good. I mean, been a disappointment last few years, but, you know, they had talent. We talked about them on and off. We love Phillip Rivers, so the view from Cardale Jones, he couldn't be happier if I was him, because there's no pressure for him to start. You have Phillip Rivers, you got Kellen Clemens, and then who's the third guy on the roster? Nobody. So so you ain't got no pressure to start. All you got to do is play well enough where they think you have potential and want to keep you on the roster, Cardale. And then Cardale has all the talent in the world, Nick. You know, he has an arm. You talking about how Tyrod Taylor doesn't like the ball down the field. Cardale definitely has an arm. He has some mobility. He's not like a Byron Leftwich that, you know, he can only take one or two steps. And that's about it. Cardale can actually move around the pocket. He has a big arm. Actually, he has to work on his accuracy. But Cardale has talent. He didn't get many opportunities last year in Buffalo. I believe during the regular season, he only threw 11 passes. He completed like 7 of them. No touchdowns. I think one of them was a pick. And I was like less than 100 yards, like 90-some yards. Because I remember one big play, he had like a 64-yard pass against the Jets. When the Jets was whipping ass against the Bills and it was garbage time. So he needs more opportunities. He's not gonna really get it preseason. We know Phillip Rivers don't really need reps like that. So in terms of preseason, he might get more time, more opportunities to get while he was in Buffalo, which was good for him, be able to showcase his talent, and we'll see what he gets. But in terms of moving from the cold weather to the warm weather, where I always said, Neek, Southern California got the three W's: the weather, the women. And y'all can figure out the last one for yourself.
That's how you're going to do it, Chuck. You just leave everybody hanging because I was sitting there counting on my fingers. Okay, women, weather, and what's the third one?
It rhymes with deed. It rhymes with seed. It rhymes with bead.
Ah, damn, Chuck. The weed, man. All right.
I ain't want to, you know, this is, you got to keep listening to me.
Yeah. Nah, dude, marijuana's weed, man. They ain't arguing, man. Fifth grade snow at all, man. My daddy has some weed.
It was a TV show called Weed Twins.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah, big up to Julian Dreyfus. Yeah, great show. Right, but anyway, you know, enough of this Cardale Jones talk, but I just want to say this. Cardale, you just got one mission: to be Phillip Rivers' backup. Go in there, have a good training, beat Allen Cruz. That's your job, man. Actually, what's funny is because Phillip Rivers might play a couple more years, and you might be at
you might be the franchise QB. I mean, you know, if you just learn the playbook, actually grab on the field and do a good job, take care of that. But anyway,
and,
all right.
And he's going to have some big receivers.
Yeah, got big receivers throw the ball too. All right. There was another trade today. The Eagles trade former starting left guard Alan Barbary to the Broncos for a 7th round late pick. Isaac Samalo will start. He started 4 games last season and is 23 years old. Now, I look at this as a youth move. We know he has a couple, I think it's 1 or 2 years left on his deal. He's 33 years old. We already know they have Jason Peters, a left tackle. He's like 36, 37. I mean, Jason Peters still been playing at a high level for years. So I think this team, can they feeling really comfortable. And Samalu, think he will probably come here and be able to start. They actually said today that he will be the starter at left guard. But what's crazy is when I look at this Eagles offensive line, they are loaded. I mean, you know, talk about my Raiders. I talk about the Cowboys. You know, two of the teams have one of the best old lines of the league. But the Eagles, I mean, left tackle, you got Peters. Now you got Samalu at left guard. And you got Jason Kelce at center. Brandon Brooks at right guard. And Lane Johnson at right tackle. Woo! And then on top of that, your key depth, depth players are, you got Chance Warmack. Then you have Dallas Thomas. And then Stephon Wisniewski. We already know him, man. You know, that agreed to tie us to the Raiders. But he was solid for us a few years ago. But I'm in, man. This starting group to the death group, they are loaded and they are nasty. I love Lane Johnson. We knew what happened with him last year when, you know, he got suspended for a few games. I mean, you know, that you saw how they struggled with the run game. I mean, Ryan Matthews had too many holes on that right side, but, you know, they got rid of his ass. So, I mean, you know, but Lane Johnson, like I said, man, this O-line is nasty. They're loaded. And then when you look from Broncos' perspective, you look at their offensive line, they needed this. Because they needed some quality depth because the left tackle, you got Donald Stevens. You got Arnold Leary, who they spent a lot of money, brought him over from Dallas. And then you got Paredes at center, Max Garcia at right guard, and Sbrello at right tackle. Now, the question I have is, where is Barbary going to start? Is he going to start? I know right now he's 33 years old. The Eagles son, we kind of want to go with the youth movement. But on the Broncos, Leary paying way too much money not to start. And then Max Garcia, he's been solid, man. Max Garcia's been a solid pro. I mean, I like him. So, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where is Barbary going to start, man. Chuck, can you get some insight to this, man?
Well, wouldn't the Broncos center, isn't he fighting injuries?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that could be a possibility playing at center because with a guard, think about playing guard. You know, I played guard, you know, during my career. I played every position on the line. You know, I never started at center, but I played a little bit center. People say that tackle is the most athletic person on the offensive line, and that's true when it comes to your feet. When it comes to being you being that island, and you got to kick slide, get out against those fast pass rushers. So, yes, especially the left tackle usually has pretty good feet. But in my opinion, the most athletic person on the field is the center. And guards usually can transition well to being a center, especially, you know, if you're an athletic guard and, you know, you have great mobility. And you have quickness. You know, you're not one of the big Bobby Williams type guards or those big, what's my man from the Dallas Cowboys went to the Hall of Fame? You know what I'm talking about? One of my favorite guards. No, the other guard. He just went in the Hall of Fame. The man was a beast. I don't know this. Yeah, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you're not one of those power guards usually, smaller, not smaller, but more athletic. The power game is really your thing. Transition to center position. So I think bringing him in, like you said, he's an older player. I think you said he's 30 years old, Neek. He's a veteran. So I think he slide to left, right. He'd be good backup. It's always good and to have that 6th and 7th line be able to play multiple positions because usually on game day, you don't address, believe it or not, you only address 8 or 9 linemen. You don't even address the teams usually address the entire 10 backup linemen. Because, you know, for those fans that don't know, we can get into this later in terms of there's 3 people on the roster. But on game day, I believe only 47 are able to dress. And 47 and 2 of those 47 are the kicker, punter, oh, bad, and the long snapper. There's really only like 3-4 players on the field, so you have a limited amount of backup. So having a backup lineman that play guard, tackle, center, multiple positions is very valuable to have. So, yeah, they brought him in. They got him for a 7th-round pick. And how often do you trade a late pick for a starter? You know, so the Broncos aren't looking for him to start. You know what I mean? They're looking for him to come in there and give him a lot of depth and veteran leadership on that back end coming off the bench for the line. So that's how I think they're going to use him. You know, if they want to bring him in as starter, they would have gave up a high draft pick.
All right. So, good trade on both films, both ball clubs, Eagles. They want to go with the youth movement. Broncos, they need some depth and veteran leadership on that offensive line. All right. So, fans, this upcoming season, I want you guys to actually follow me with this. So, I talk about players. You guys, I know those are limits. You're in your car, you're sitting in the house, you're probably saying, and the week's going, he's going, he got to get dropped. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what I'm about to say is this. So, when a player's not producing, or hasn't produced for the last couple years, he needs to get dropped off. So, I'm just going to let you guys fill in the blank. So, because I'm about to say, player give up that ass, he got toasted. We already know he needs to get dropped off, but he will also be a recipient of the W Gut Award for the following week, probably for the rest of the year. But anyway, so what I'm about to say is there was a player who was taken very well, actually was taken in the first round. I was about to say very high, actually. He wasn't towards the end of the first round, and he was a pass rusher 3 years ago. Actually, he's going on his 4th year, and he only has 4 sacks going into his 4th season. So when you're a player that's drafted in the first round, and you don't produce sleep, the following is what, fans, you need to get dropped off. And so I'm talking about Arkis Smith. And I was high on the kid. I thought the kid was going to have a solid NFL career. But 4 sacks going into your 4th season, and you know what the Eagles said today? You know what, Marcus Smith, you need to get off. So Marcus Smith, see you later, man. I think a new change of scenery might do you good. I don't know what team will you be a great fit. It's also based upon your heart, your desire, your work ethic, man, because you got to look yourself in the mirror, man. You know, it didn't work out in Philadelphia. Damn, I only have 4 sacks, and I was a first-round pick. So wherever you go, man, be motivation. I mean, that should be motivation because the whole city of Philadelphia can't stand your ass. They talk about you like, oh, every day in the car. They even reminiscing a few years from now. You remember that play guy from Marcus? Oh, yeah, man, that dude with Marcus. Yeah. Marcus, man, he was a boss. He suck. He ain't do nothing. So, yeah, keep your head up, man. That's just advice for me. I'm passing to you, man. So keep your head up, man, and keep working hard. I hope you get picked up by another team. All right.
I had a question. How was he against that run?
Let's put it like this, man. When you are the Philadelphia Eagles and that front 7, you're loaded with Vinny Curry, Brandon Graham. Let me think, who are some other players on that defense? Oh, you also bring in the old man Chris Long. So, you know, and you're part of this rotation group because they're building your future. They're hoping maybe you can play with Brandon Graham for another 5 or 6 years. But the bottom line, Chucky, if you come in and you spend, you're going to your 4th in the league, and you only need 4 sacks. Come on, man. You were edge rusher. You're a pass rusher. That's why they drafted this kid. He was supposed to come in and get the quarterback. He couldn't even sniff the quarterback. So on that note, you can't sniff the quarterback. You can't sack the quarterback. You can't even touch the quarterback. What happens, fans, you know the drill, had to get dropped off. All right, moving right along. Jacksonville Jaguars made some interesting news. Old coach Tom Coughlin, you know, I'm a Giants and Raiders fan. Tom Coughlin said this guy deserves to be the highest paid center in the league, and that is starting center Brent Linder. They signed him to a 5-year, $51 million. Woo! He was ranked as the number 5 best center, according to PFF, which is Pro Football Focus, and only surrendered 2 sacks the past 2 seasons. 2 sacks the past 2 seasons. We're talking about center position. We're going against some of the most dominant defensive tackles in the league. And you only give up 2 sacks 2 seasons, man. That's very impressive. All right. Minnesota Vikings, they extended pass rusher Everson Griffin to a 4 years, $58 million with $34 million guaranteed. Pro Football had him ranked as the 23rd, ranked among all edge defense. And I got to tell you, man, Everson Griffin, I was so high when he came out of USC. I was thinking to myself, you got to think, man, there's been a line USC bust. I mean, I don't want to go down this, man. There's been some very talented pass rushers coming out of USC, but, man, there's been a lot of bust. And I was just like, I don't know about Griffin. But Griffin, you know, it's been consistent. It's been putting up good sack numbers. Now I'm looking at his 12 sacks in 2014, 10 and a half in 2015, 8 sacks this past season. And you get Daniel Hunter, 22 years old, young. And Daniel Hunter, man, I'm telling you, Daniel Hunter might be a beast, man. He's took over this league. He's going to be a star. We're talking about a stud for the next few years to come. So, fans, remember the name, Daniel Hunter, Minnesota Vikings pass rusher, only 22 years old. Sky's the limit for kid. Telling you, big things going to be happening with him. All right, Miami Dolphins. We got some news with the Dolphins. The Dolphins place former starting linebacker, Cole Missley on IR because of a neck injury, and they signed former Pro Bowl cornerback Altaron Verner, which is actually good depth. You know, Verner actually can come in and see some playing time to go along with Byron Maxwell, Bobby McCain, Tony Lip, and Xavier Howard. So I like that Altaron Verner. I like the move to pick up because when he was in Tampa Bay, he was a bust. I mean, I remember that freaking signing 3 years ago. I was like, man, oh, what? The Bucs got Verner? Okay. I think he's going to do something over there. But it didn't work out well in Tampa Bay. So it's kind of one of those buyer's remorse. And I'm sure the Buccaneers was like, damn, man, we chose poorly on that one. Yeah, they did. But maybe Verner can turn around.
He chose.
I don't.
Poorly.
Oh, man, I love Chuck, man. Chuck just had to hit me with the famous quote. What movie was that from?
Indiana Jones, Last Crusade. Hey, yeah, you know what that knight said? You chose poorly.
He just sounded so sad. He just looked at us and was like, you chose poorly. He sure did, man. All right. Now, let's get to the news, man, because Chuck, we was talking about, we was preparing for tonight's show, and Chuck was like, man, we got to talk about Lucky, man. And then we talking about Lucky, man. What we talking about, the dog, man? I know you got a neighbor named Dog Lucky, and I'm still sitting here thinking to myself, we talking about Lucky, man. He's like, no, we got to talk about Lucky. Thinking to myself, like, dude, no, no. He said, no, man, we got to talk about Lucky. What the hell talking about Lucky? So he said, Lucky Whitehead. So I said, Lucky Whitehead. Why would I talk about Lucky Whitehead? So anyway, Chuck, you want to break down the story about Lucky Whitehead, man?
I don't really need to break down the story. All I need to just say is that Lucky Whitehead was lucky, and he was accused of some crime back home in Virginia. When he was on a freaking airplane, he wasn't even in the state when it happened, but apparently he was victim by DF, and the guy pulled off a robbery. Some police caught him, and he said he's Lucky Whitehead. And guess what? The next day, Dallas Cowboys cut him off. He was unemployed, and he was all in his feelings, talking about, you know, the Dallas Cowboys should gave him another chance and gave him a chance to clear his name and all this other stuff. It was just unlucky in this, man, because I think the Dallas Cowboys, in my personal opinion, the Dallas Cowboys made a mistake. They jumped to a conclusion too quick, and got rid of them. Have all the facts, but by the time they did that and they really found out what the truth was, it's too late. You can't backpedal. That's why they was like, oh, we made a decision that's best for Dallas Cowboys, and we got to stick to it. But it just shows you that they didn't really love Lucky Whitehead anyway. I mean, Lucky Whitehead is a versatile player. He punt return, kick return. He has big playability, but I doubt the Cowboys didn't love him, you know, or they would have stuck with him, you know, for as simple as that, especially in terms of him being falsely accused. This is supposed to be America, and you're supposed to get second chances, all that other stuff, which is all we all know is a bunch of hogwash. Only certain people, very talented people, everybody doesn't get that chance. Everybody doesn't get third chances, but we know a lot of people that get fourth, fifth chances, and they deserve it. That's just it. Life is just unfair. Lucky, you were unlucky in this situation. And you know what? You got a job. I think the New York Jets signed you, but the New York Jets are going to suck. But you got a job. You're going to get a paycheck. The Dallas Cowboys is looking like they're going to do well this year. We all know the Jets ain't, but you got a job. So lucky, you were unlucky in this instance. Time to move on, brother. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys didn't love you as much as you love.
All right. All right, man. That's interesting. Well, the Jets did lucky. They got lucky. We know the Jets haven't had a kick returner. Actually, a solid kick returner from punt return since the days of Leon Washington. Woo! That's going back, man. Leon Washington, oh, so same from the 70s. Actually, it was 2009 since Leon Washington last played for Jets. But it's been a while. It's been a while. So, lucky. Best of luck to you. And hopefully, you can go up to New York and do good things on the kick returner and punt returner. All right. So, the other news that came out today, because Chuck and I were eating, getting some of that good Italian food, man. What was the name of the restaurant we ate at?
I don't know. It was just something that...
Yeah, I know Chuck. That's what we love to eat. Chuck was like, man, you want to get some tacos? Yeah. Like, so what's funny is, you know, I get on my phone, there's some breaking news. So I'm sitting here thinking, what is this? And it's Baltimore Ravens news. Now, I already knew about, you know, the rookie running back who they got the last year, Kenneth Dixon, had surgery repair, torn meniscus. He is out for the season. And the Ravens went ahead and added a former Giant running back, Bobby Rain. But then there's some other Ravens news. First thing I see that breaking, that was not I see Jekyll. Captain Down is out for 3 to 6 months. So I was thinking, but it said 3 to 6 weeks. And then you, of course, you know, fans, especially Ravens fans, I was on their Twitter page and they're talking about, oh no, Black was out, our season is oh no, what are we gonna do? I'm like, dude, it's 3 to 6 weeks. 3 to 6 weeks. Yeah, so 3 to 6 weeks. Flacco is out, so hopefully, you know, it's not that long, so we'll see. But Ray fans need to calm down, Captain check down. He will be back soon. Our Bengals fans was like, dude, that's kind of bad news. And I started laughing. I spit my food. I said, what are you talking about? He said, hey, that's bad news. I want Captain check down to be out for 3 to 6 months. That's what we initially thought at first. But Kachuk said, yeah, we on that. We like 5-1 against – what did you say? We 5-1 against Captain Checkdown?
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals on Captain Checkdown, you know, Baltimore Ravens. So, yeah, it would have been bad news for us if he was out 3 to 6 months. You know what? I want that dude in there because we played well against him. And A.J. Green played well against the Ravens. So, you know, yes, Captain Checkdown had a Super Bowl victory, but so does Philadelphia. Like, you know, congratulations, dude, but you didn't win it because of you. You won it because of great defense, and you was able to control the ball and occasionally make some big plays with your arm when you weren't throwing check down. So, you know, Joe, so I hope you're healthy the entire season because I love my goals against you because they punch on you, and it's going to continue. So get well soon, buddy. We'll see you on the football field.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left, so Chuck. Talking about some training camp funnies. Give the fans some training camp insight to our playing days. And yes, for the new fans, Chuck and I.
All right,
it wasn't funny. All right. But for our new fans, no, Chuck and I didn't play in the NFL. I played college, but no, we didn't play in the NFL. So, real quick, funny story. Well, I'll just put like this. What we hate about training camp, I'm just going to put like this. What I hate about training camp, I hated training camp, period. I hated 2 days. That's what we call it, 2 days. I hated it because we're out there in the freaking 110-degree weather. We got to go twice, got to go hard, and the humidity is terrible. This is Ohio. Yes, Ohio has bad humidity in the summertime. And then we got to run 10 100s across the field. And on top of that, we got to turn around and do 10 and bear cross all across the field. You understand? 10 100s, and then turn to do 10 bear crawls, and then the coach is going to sit there and yell, talking about, oh, keep your butt down, keep your butt down. I'm like, dude, we'll get your old ass out here and do these. No, seriously, I was young and I was immature, but I hate that, man.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Before our tour day started, we had all we can do. We had to do 16 110s. And for the fans that don't know, 110s mean 110 yards. That's the football, length of the football field, plus the end zone in a hot, humid
Ohio. All
right.
Thanks for that little insight. Anyway, fans, we got to go. Hope you enjoyed the slot. Live. If you missed the show live, go to iTunes, look Football Show. See you guys next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.